In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
The state of the economy, earnings, and the markets. We'll talk with Jeff Carbone.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Around 2.5 months remain in 2016, and it promises to be an action-packed 2.5 months. With the presidential campaign moving at warp speed, we have the third and final debate coming up Wednesday evening. How's the economy shaping up? We still have two more monthly job reports before an expected interest rate hike by the Fed in December. Do corporate earnings show any sign of pulling out of their slump? And Halloween is not far off. Will the fourth quarter be a trick-or-treat for investors? Joining us with his take on these topics is Jeffrey Carbone, managing partner for Cornerstone Financial Partners. Jeff, in the short term, what has the most potential to move the markets? Could it be any speeches or comments by Federal Reserve officials on the possible direction of interest rates?
I think the Fed Reserve is certainly one of the key themes to move the market short term, but even probably more than that, as we could see in the last few days, it's been earnings and earnings season. Starting out last week wasn't a great start, although I think we had very few companies. This week is another big week in earnings, and this morning with some healthcare companies as well as some financials reporting, we're seeing a really nice move in the market. So I think earnings is going to be a key driver in some of the economic data we're seeing coming out to continue to see improvement from the market. Things are not overheated, but they're good. And just like you mentioned, then put it back to the Fed. If things are good enough, it would lean, and certainly odds right now are about a 60% chance that the Fed Reserve will move before year end, probably more likely in December than they would in November.
You brought up earnings. I brought up earnings, too. The quarterly results released by banks, I guess, have generally been strong. We also got some better-than-expected earnings from Netflix. Still, though, earnings are expected to be down about 2%, according to FactSet, and that would make six consecutive quarters for falling earnings. Do you think any improvement in earnings will depend on rising energy prices? What has to kick it into a higher gear?
I think it's probably a combination. I think we're going to have a fairly good earnings season. But with that said, earnings have been revised lower. So I think we'll see a continued improvement, but we probably have another one or two quarters before we see some better numbers that we're out of this, what they call, kind of earnings recession that we may be called that we're in. Certainly energy is one part of it. I think maybe some clarity from the Federal Reserve is going to be another part of it. I don't think we'll see the same as big of a negative effect that we saw in 2015 when the Fed first came out with the first rate hike in December of 2015. We had that sell-off at the end of 2015 and leading into the early part of 2016. Hitting that maybe we're down almost 12%. In February, where oil and the markets kind of bottomed at the same point. With a rate hike in December of this year, I don't believe we'll see the same drastic reaction that we saw, partially because of a little bit more clarity from the Fed. I think when they first came out with the first rate hike, we were looking for four rate hikes in 2016, revised it to two, and we haven't seen one yet. Same thing with from the Fed notes and the meetings we've seen, a slow accommodative approach that the Fed will be taking. So I think it's a little bit of clarity coming from the Fed, not a drastic moves will help to help see improvement, from these markets. And I certainly think that's going to be another key driver.
Well, let's talk about the economy. Do you think the economy is generally strong enough to support a rate hike in December?
I do. I think it's, again, we're seeing, I guess to go back, you say what typically is the main reason why the Federal Reserve would look to raise interest rates, and that would be to control an overheated economy, which we can say we're certainly not in an overheated economy when you have GDP running sub 2%, as well as to control inflation, which, again, inflation's not out of hand. So we have to look at the two main points of why they would raise rates. Well, with that being said, if we don't have an overheated economy, nor do we have inflation out of hand, why would the Fed look to raise rates? Well, we got to get to a normalization fact. We got to get back to normal. And we need, and I think the Fed is looking for some arrows in the quiver, because recession will pop its head out at some point. Inflation will pop. We'll see these the factors that will bring recession at some point in the future. I don't see it short term, nor do I see it, in intermediate term, but we know we go through cycles, and that's always a normal cycle. The Fed doesn't have the ammunition nor the arrows in the quiver to deal with a recessionary times. They're out of bullets, or they're out of arrows. So they need to, they want to, they need to put some of those arrows back in there.
In other words, if they raise rates in December, they've got room to play with in case the economy turns down.
Exactly. It gives them that wiggle room again that we haven't had with a 0% or, quarter percent rate of where we are. So, I mean, they used everything in the arsenal. And some analysts would say that, with everything they use, why isn't the economy growing stronger? It just shows how deep of a financial recession we were in. And we are recovering, but slowly, which means that, some of the fears of analysts that we're now in the second longest bull run that we've seen, this has got to end. Yes, all good things come to an end. I just don't see that it's there yet. I still think that as the economy continues to slowly grow, there's time left in this market to continue to move up before we have to worry about the recession popping its head out.
In the more immediate future, we've got economic data coming up, including housing starts, the Fed's beige book, existing home sales. Anything stand out in the near horizon for you?
Yeah, no, I think all of those are going to be some key factors to see. I mean, housing is continuing to improve and has been that shining star. I'm going to continue to look at wage growth. We had a good number come from, even though unemployment ticked up, headline unemployment ticked up, when you dive deeper into the numbers, we're continuing to see wage growth improve. So kind of looking beyond a little deeper into some of the numbers, housing, like you mentioned, going to be with low interest rate environment, housing continues to be a strong point as it has been. So continue to look at the housing data that comes out. Manufacturing, I'm really looking for the manufacturing to stay above that, that expansionary period 50 number and it did come out a few weeks ago we're above it. But just slightly. So I think we've got to continue to see all these improvements, consumer sentiment, consumer spending, all these factors that these leading economic indicators just continue to show show the improvement so the markets do, as well as the economy can continue to move along.
Also, we have the debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump coming up on Wednesday. Is this third and final debate make or break for Trump, and how might this affect the stock market?
I think that you look at round one was that boxing match between Hillary and Trump, and then round two was a steel cage match between the two of them.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. What's next? Is it alligator wrestling? What's next that these two of them can come out with? So it certainly all the polls would show if he. This is a big debate for Donald Trump to meet not just his base but to extend beyond to his base of voters. Can he get to the minority and the and women? Can he attract some to that base? And certainly with comments, it makes it hard. So yeah, this is going to be a make or break, I would think, as you put it, for the Trump presidency. But you could also look at it if you look at Brexit. I think the Brexit gives us a recent look back and say, well, it looked like there was no way Britain would look to leave or the UK would look to leave, and look what happened. So I say, you know, we're still cautious, because if there's that, if they're close enough, you know, I wouldn't want to take the, may not want to take that bet. You just don't know when people pull the curtain what they're going to choose to do. But it's going to be interesting Wednesday night to see if there's anything that changes where the polls are showing and where, with Hillary leading. But it's also going to be a bigger point that I continue to look at, and a lot of folks are looking at, is really what does it do for the House, and how is it, you know, for the House and the Senate, how are those positions changing, if there's any change. And we did see a little bit of a rise in the possibility of the House losing a few seats, but still not majority, though.
Right.
So it's really going to be interesting to see where they each come out, but even closer to look at will be the House and the Senate.
Okay, a couple of other dates of note. Wednesday is also the 29th anniversary of Black Monday back in 1987. Also, just under 2 weeks, Halloween is coming up. Do the last 2 months look scary for investors? Any gloom and doom there?
You know, it's funny, when you look at October, people, we think of Black Monday, we think of, you know, more recent times in of October of 2008, where we've had a lot of volatility and a lot of downside momentum in the month of October. Historically, October tends to be a positive month. So not a big month, but it tends to be a positive month. So even when we have these volatile dates and times, October tends to pan out to be a pretty positive month. Not a great month, but it's a positive month. I think we're going to see some of that again this year. I do think as earnings continues to come in, we'll see, and the economic data continues to lead, I think the markets will start trading more on fundamentals, and that could be a good positive as we go into year end.
Jeffrey Carbone, Managing Partner for Cornerstone Financial Partners, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.